For some people, Ethan and Joel Coen's 1998 comedy The Big Lebowski is just a movie. But for achievers like Will Russell and Scott Shuffett, The Big Lebowski is the movie. Russell and Shuffett are the founders of Lebowski Fest, an annual event that celebrates The Big Lebowski. They're also the co-authors, along with Bill Green and Ben Pesco, of a book called I'm a Lebowski, You're a Lebowski, Life, The Big Lebowski, and what have you. As Will Russell and Scott Shuffett explain, the inspiration for Lebowski Fest has an appropriately Lebowski-esque flavor to it.
Scott and I were actually selling some t-shirts at this kind of mediocre tattoo convention, and we were out of our element, you know, we were just like, we don't get it. Why is this a convention? Why are these people here? And we were quoting lines, and some fellow vendors joined in with us, and we kind of had this instant bond, and we realized we were not alone in our obsession with The Big Lebowski. And we thought, you know, if they can have this tattoo convention, why can't we have a Big Lebowski convention? And then we just gave it a shot, just kind of as a joke, and we're still rolling.
Can you give me an example? I mean, the two of you obviously have enough of this movie in your heads that you can do it. Do you remember what lines you were throwing back and forth?
It's hard to say. It was probably, you know, the easier ones, you know, the doodabads and Will, you're out of your element at this tattoo convention.
I can get you a toe.
This aggression will not stand.
There are ways, dude. I think it was Saturday and we were talking about how it was Shabbos.
Somewhere Shabbos.
And we couldn't roll on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a Jewish day of rest.
The dude abides. He peed on my rug.
He peed on the dude's rug.
Donnie, you're out of your element, dude.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man. I mean, it really tied the room together.
So this was a value, dog.
Yeah. What tied the room together, dude?
My rug.
I don't roll on Shabbos.
Work at 8, dude.
I'm Shomer Shabbos.
You're lucky they left the tape deck, though, in the credence.
Shomer Shabbos!
People who haven't seen the film are not going to know what you're talking about, but people
yes,
who have.
Yes, we sound insane. In fact, my girlfriend, whenever I'm quoting lines, like, she doesn't know that I'm quoting a line from the movie, but if I ever sound incoherent or just kind of insane, she just assumes that I'm quoting a line from the movie.
Now, the dude abides. I mean, you can say that almost anywhere, but if you're a Lebowski fan, you know exactly what that means.
Oh, yeah.
Scott, do you remember the very first time you saw The Big Lebowski?
I didn't see it, you know, when it came out to the theater. I was a video watcher.
Well, you were joined by a lot of people, I'm told, who didn't see it when it came out.
That's what I've heard.
It flopped when it came out. You know, it didn't do well at the box office, which actually kind of put it right where it needed to be to become the kind of cult film that it has become. That's kind of one of the prerequisites of becoming a cult movie is you can't do well, you know, commercially, you know, when it first comes out.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Is there any way that you can, for those who haven't seen it, describe it?
I think Will does a way better job of describing it than I do.
Well, I mean, it's basically a case of mistaken identity. And there's some confusion between a millionaire named Jeffrey Lebowski and a deadbeat unemployed bum named Jeffrey Lebowski who refers to himself as the dude. And basically some thugs come to collect a debt. They go to the wrong guy's house. They end up urinating on the dude's rug.
Not the rug, man.
Not on the rug. And the dude basically spends the rest of the movie trying to get his rug back.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, sir, it's this rug I have. It really tied the room together.
You told Brandt on the phone, he told me. Where do I fit in?
Well, they were looking for you, these two guys.
Did I urinate on your rug?
You mean, did you personally come and pee on my rug?
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parla usted inglés? I'll ask you again, did I urinate on your rug?
No, like I said, woo peed on my rug.
I just want to understand this, sir. Every time a rug is micturated upon in this fair city, I have to compensate the person?
Come on, man, I'm not trying to scam anybody here. You know.
Well, the rug tied the room together.
It really did. But the thing is, you know, it kind of has this whodunit plot going on, and it's very complicated, and there's all this twists and turns. And I think when people first watch The Big Lebowski, they watch it like they watch any other movie where you're following the plot.
Yeah, they're trying to solve the case.
Yeah, and the plot is ultimately unsatisfying and ultimately unimportant. Even the Coen brothers said that in an interview. It's not about the story. That's just the framework in which these amazing characters and great dialogue and incredibly entertaining film kind of unfolds. So when you watch it the first time, you don't really focus on that kind of stuff. You watch the plot and it's kind of like, what was that about? Because I didn't necessarily enjoy it the first time I saw it. I thought it was okay. But the third time, and that this seems to be the general consensus, is when people are like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's when you really kind of let go of the plot and you really start to learn to appreciate it in the way that we've come to appreciate it.
Do you have any comments on what it feels like to have watched it the 33rd time?
33rd time was great.
Yeah, I mean, the 87th time has been my favorite. But it really blows me away that I can watch the same movie over and over again, and it still makes me so happy. Yeah. It makes me laugh out loud. And you know, I don't know how to explain that. It's just this amazing film that the Coen brothers did that just holds up so well. It just gets better and better. It's like a great rock and roll album. You know, you can always listen to whatever Led Zeppelin 4 or whatever. It yeah. still sounds good.
We should say you don't have any connection to the Coen brothers. This is not a...
No, that's, yeah, they have steered clear of us entirely. In fact, when we asked them kind of permission to write this book, they responded with one line that says, "You have neither our blessing nor our curse." apparently they don't really care. I don't know.
But you did talk to some of the actors. You talked to John Turturro?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We talked to Jeff Bridges. We talked to Julianne Moore. We talked to Philip Seymour Hoffman. And, you know, we interviewed pretty much every actor in the film.
Do the actors agree on why they think The Big Lebowski has become such a cult favorite?
A lot of them brought up the dude and how likable the character of the dude is. Even though he's kind of a slacker and he's unemployed, he's very genuine and very cool and very laid back and just really appealing. We could use some more dudes out there
Absolutely.
In the world. And what was interesting about John Goodman's interview specific was that he loves this movie, and like he was quoting lines with us. And like we were just freaking out, you know, because he'd be like, you know, he'd talk about the nine-toed woman line. He's like, that's just an amazing line of dialogue. Where else are you going to get a line like that? And he said that, you know, it's been his favorite movie. It's his favorite character he's ever played. And if he could do it all over again, he would do it in a minute.
That wasn't her toe, dude.
Yeah, the nail polish, Walter.
Fine, dude. As if it's impossible to get some nail polish applied to someone else's toe. I can get you a toe. Believe me. There are ways, dude. You don't want to know about it, believe me.
Yeah, but Walter.
Hell, I can get you a toe by 3 o'clock this afternoon with nail polish.
And wouldn't be in a world of pain.
He would not be in a world of pain.
You're entering a world of pain,
Walter. Man.
You mark that frame in 8, you're entering a world of pain.
I'm not.
A world of pain.
Look, dude, this is your partner.
Because the whole world gone crazy!
You know, we started talking about this, and we sort of drifted away from it. You held the first Big Lebowski, what do you call it, the Big Lebowski What Have You Fest?
That was the name of the first event that we did. We've since changed it to just Lebowski Fest.
You're into the whole brevity thing.
Yeah.
Did you expect anybody to come?
We expected 25 or 30 people, you know, that we knew that we hung out with to show up. And... You know, and that was about it.
This was in Louisville.
Yes, it was.
2002?
It was in a very, kind of one of the more shady areas in Louisville.
A lot of strip clubs.
Yeah.
A lot of trailer parks and liquor stores. And
yeah. About this bowling center that we used was not a normal bowling alley. They only opened up for like special occasions. It was a Baptist-run bowling alley. It had about 20 lanes. I think 17 were operating the night that we were there. But they didn't allow cursing, and they didn't allow drinking of alcohol.
And so, we should say that anybody who has watched The Big Lebowski knows that those two things are essential to the film.
Yes.
Absolutely. And so when I think we had maybe 150 people that came out, and, you know, they came from Buffalo and Arizona, even though we couldn't curse, we couldn't recite the dialogue, and we couldn't enjoy any White Russians, everyone still... Had a really good time.
They went out and achieved anyway. The word got out. It's like, oh, there's this Big Lebowski fan festival going on, this event, and we were just amazed. And then the next year, we decided to do another one. It was like, it was huge. And we went from 150 people to about 1,200 people.
Do either of you have favorite scenes? Will, what about you? Is there a favorite scene of the Big Lebowski?
I really like the scene where the dude is taking a bubble bath and the nihilists burst into his house with their marmot. And he's like, hey, this is a private residence, man. And then they come in, they throw the marmot in the bathtub. And just like the way Bridges squeals during that is hilarious.
Fantastic.
Where is that money, Lebowski? He wants the money, Lebowski.
You think we are kidding or making with the funny stuff?
Yeah. That's what you think. You haven't dreamed of, Lebowski.
Yeah, he believes in nothing.
He believes in nothing, Lebowski, nothing.
I was just thinking about somebody who's never seen this movie saying, the scene where what?
Exactly.
Yeah, we have a word for them. It's amateurs, but they can achieve. It just,
that's right.
It's got to go out and get that movie.
Amateurs can become achievers.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is possible. With very little effort, really.
It's amazing how little.
Just hit play on the DVD.
Are you going to find these guys? Or, you know, I mean, you got any promising leads? Or
leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts. Leads.
Will Russell and Scott Shuffett are the co-authors of I'm a Lebowski, You're a Lebowski, Life, The Big Lebowski, and what have you. They're also the co-founders of Lebowski Fest. The clips really tied that interview together, didn't they?